This is the summer 2020 issue of the Reading Matters newsletter from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library in Seattle, a program of the Washington Secretary of State and the Washington State Library. David Junius is your editor and reader. Notes from the Director by Danielle Miller. I would like to thank all of you who called or emailed over the past months letting us know what an essential service you feel the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library provides. As many of you know, following the governor's stay-at-home order, the Wotabl building closed March 25th, and staff started working from home. While we were unable to deliver audiobooks, Braille, equipment, or other materials to you, we were returning calls, responding to email messages, supporting Bard and Bard users, and promoting Bard and helping set up new Bard accounts. Staff members at home were also working on projects supporting the Wotabl mission, continuing to edit local audio and Braille books in the production queue, uploading locally produced books to Bard, and doing professional development training. It was incredibly difficult not to be able to send out our books, and we understand that people have been more isolated than ever from friends, families, and neighbors by the COVID-19 pandemic, and were in need of their special form of entertainment and escape. Also, we are aware that many Wotabl patrons do not have any access to the internet, and the period of closure was particularly difficult. The COVID-19 crisis has highlighted the digital divide and the importance of libraries, and emphasizes the importance of access to books and technology more than ever. During the closure, we advocated for permission to begin circulating our books. Secretary of State Kim Wyman wrote a letter to Governor Jay Inslee requesting a waiver for us to get back in the building to start limited operations. The governor approved our waiver, and we resumed circulation on June 4th. We are now able to send out books and equipment. We are thrilled to be back serving our patrons after being gone for over 2 months. We can receive mail so books and equipment can be returned and circulation is proceeding normally. All staff handling books and equipment are wearing gloves and all machines are cleaned before they are mailed. Thank you to everyone who helped to get us back to Wotabl and circulating books. Your support is so valuable and your voice makes a difference. We know what a vital service Wotabl provides and are grateful to be able to serve you. State Librarian Update by Cindy Aiden. I write to you after a week of dire state budget news. Washington is projected to have a budget deficit of $8.8 billion between now and 2023. All state agencies and offices have been asked to tighten their belts. The Office of the Secretary of State, in an effort to forestall more serious budget measures, has put the entire state library staff on a temporary layoff. Every staff member will take 1 day a week without pay, starting the week of June 29th through August 7th. Meanwhile, in Olympia, where Thurston County is about to begin Phase 3, library staff is returning to the building to work. In King County, where Wotabl is located, staff will begin a Phase 2 plan. Thanks to the governor's office, Wotabl received permission to bring the shipping staff back in Phase 1 so we could resume shipping out audiobook cartridges and players. We are grateful to Secretary of State Kim Wyman for writing the governor's office and asking for this special consideration. Over the next year, it's going to be tough statewide, but we are optimistic that we will continue to provide the services our patrons so dearly need. The months of March and April were trying for all of us, for we knew how much our patrons depended on our audiobooks. King County was completely shut down as the virus took hold, and no one was permitted into the building to ship materials. Your phone calls and letters to the governor's office and your legislators were undoubtedly helpful in emphasizing how important it was to have your library services resume. I am so proud of our staff, who were willing to go back to work early and who worked hard to check in 2 months of materials and get them checked out in record time. I think we broke our own records, but we were motivated. The staff at Wotabl is without parallel. They are devoted to serving all of you, and they have been tireless and resourceful in figuring out what they can do even while out of the office. Wotabl Director Danielle Miller has been exemplary, personally returning hundreds of calls and emails to make sure you knew your pleas for service were being heard. Speaking of a dedicated staff, this brings me to my last piece of news. It has been my honor and joy to serve as the state librarian and to support and promote the work of Wotabl and its amazing staff. And with challenging times ahead, it's very tough for me to choose to leave my post, but an opportunity that started nearly a year ago has arrived, and I will be leaving to take a position at the University of Washington. July 17th is my last day. About 5 years ago, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation endowed a chair at the university's information school, the Distinguished Practitioner of Residence. There have been two such professors of practice. It's a 2 to 3 year appointment, and I will be the third. In this new position, I plan to continue some of the outreach I have undertaken as state librarian, with a particular focus on digital equity and broadband access around the state. I believe librarians have a role to play as stakeholders in broadband build-out, and happily the state's broadband office and many legislators agree. There will be lots of opportunity in the coming years, and I intend to make sure libraries are prepared to take advantage of federal and state funding. When I consider my past 4 years, I'm amazed at some of Watauble's many accomplishments. Winning its second Network Library of the Year from the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, hosting a 75-year anniversary party for our beautiful, nearly historic building, taking part in pilot projects to be the first to offer better services for duplication on demand cartridges, implementing new audiobook production software, identifying new titles available as a result of the Marrakesh Treaty, and taking part in a Bookshare pilot to offer more titles to our users. Finally, there is our facility in the heart of the fastest growing part of Seattle. We made countless building improvements, from lighting and wiring to carpet and furniture, and found a new tenant who will pay market rate for our upstairs space. The new revenue will be welcome, especially now. I cannot thank all of you enough for your commitment to Watauble and all that you do as appreciative patrons, generous volunteers and donors, and advocates for our service. What an incredible experience it has been to serve at the helm of an institution with such a strong community of supporters. It has been a stellar 4 years, and it has flown. Youth Services News by Aaron Groth. It seems like so long ago now, but 2020 started off with two exciting Braille challenges, with the Seattle event becoming the most successful yet. We hosted 16 students in the Braille Literacy Competition, and over 50 guests attended the day's programs. It was a great day full of brailing, guide dog puppies, martial arts, and community engagement. A traveling team of talented Braille readers came from the Washington State School for the Blind to compete in Seattle this year. Special thanks to the Washington Council of the Blind for providing prizes and lunch, United Blind of Seattle for a generous cash donation, the Arvidsons of Anacortes, Sue Bach Doe for the amazing self-defense lessons for the blind and visually impaired, and to Guide Dogs for the Blind's Seattle Puppy Raisers for the cuddly and informative presentations. We can't wait to do it again next year. Unfortunately, due to the interruptions in service during the COVID-19 closure, we have had to postpone our spring pen pal program. The program will start up again when school resumes in the fall. In the meantime, summer is here and the bi-mail summer reading program is as robust as ever. Youth patrons in the early literacy, children, and teenage groups started receiving weekly activity packets this month. Each packet contains book recommendations, challenges, and art or STEM activities with the theme of Imagine Your Story. Be on the lookout for accessible digital escape rooms to be shared on Watauble social media. The first will be Escape from Watauble and is open to patrons of all ages with access to the internet and the ability to fill out Google Forms. Sadly, there will be no in-person events this summer, but we are happy to send books and activity packets through the mail and host online events as well. Want to stay in the know and keep up to date on all things youth services? Remember to sign up for DOTS, Watauble's Youth Patron Newsletter, our bi-monthly email bulletin. The link to sign up can be found on the Youth Services page of Watauble's website. Duplication on Demand by Alicia Ensminger. At Watauble, we are always looking for innovative ways to serve our patrons. This year, we will partner with NLS to introduce an enhanced service model to ensure every patron can access every book in the library collection at all times. No more waiting. Your individual requests will be fulfilled with multiple books on a single cartridge. This new service is called Duplication on Demand. Duplication on Demand provides customized digital cartridges based on your preferences and requests with multiple books per cartridge. The digital talking book player will move from book to book, or you can use the bookshelf feature to select the book you want to read. The Duplication on Demand talking book cartridges come with a folded two-piece mailing card that lists the titles of the books on the cartridge. Instead of turning over the mailing card to return the book, just remove it as the library's address is printed on the container. To help us send books you want to read, please call Watauble to update your favorite authors, subjects, series, and narrators. The more information you provide, the better your Duplication on Demand service will be at selecting books for you. If you have any questions when you receive your first duplication on demand cartridge, please call the library at 800-542-0866. We are excited to be able to provide access to the entire library collection for you. Book Club Starting at Watauble by Amy Ravenholt. We are launching a statewide quarterly patron book club and invite you to join us. The Watauble Book Club will be a fun, entertaining, and lively discussion of a book by a Northwest author or with Northwest interest. The titles we read will be available in audio and braille, both on Bard and for you to order from the library. The first meeting of the book club will be Wednesday, August 26th from 2 to 3 p.m. Patrons can participate by telephone using our free conference call service. You can join the discussion by calling 800-920-7487 using the participant code 392-583-44 and then the pound sign. Our first book will be Trial by Fury by J.A. Jantz, which is DBC 504 or in Braille as BRC 708. Revisit Seattle circa 1985 in this police procedural mystery. The body, lying naked and dead in a dumpster, was a shock. But even more shocking was the way in which the victim died. The victim, a popular basketball coach, was lynched, leaving behind a pregnant wife with a dangerous secret. As homicide detective J.P. Beaumont and his partner look into the murder and sordid doings at Mercer Island High School, the mystery deepens. Extramarital affairs, threats, a wife who has no alibi, it all adds up to the wrong kind of love and the worst kind of justice. J.A. Jantz Mysteries are the most requested titles that are being recorded or brailled at Watauble. This is the third book in the series, but can be read as a standalone novel. Whether you're a fan of Beau or not, there is plenty to discuss. The mystery itself, infidelity, changing views on race and domestic violence, and the good old days when you could grab a drink at the doghouse, then drive to Bellevue in no time at all. As the Seattle Times said, San Francisco has Dashiell Hammett, Boston has Robert B. Parker, Seattle has J.A. Jantz. Let us know if you would like to participate, so we can contact you with any updates or schedule changes. You can request a copy of the book or let us know you will be joining us by calling 800-542-0866 or emailing watauble@sos.wa.gov. We look forward to talking about books with you. Don't forget to make sure you're counted in the 2020 census. This year it's easier than ever. You can respond online by calling a toll-free number or by mail. If you have questions, visit www.census, that's C-E-N-S-U-S.gov, or contact Watauble at 800-542-0866. Staff Spotlight on Shipping, Shane Lavers and Ryan Gelski. Hello, my name is Shane Lavers, and I work in the shipping department at Watauble. It's a lot of fun working with Ryan and our supervisor, Sally Jo. I feel a lot of camaraderie with them, and we each bring a pretty unique perspective to shipping. I started working here last summer, and I love it. One of the best parts about Watauble is working with our volunteers. Every day, we send out over 1,000 books. I've been very grateful to work alongside volunteers like Jesse, Ian, Vaughn, Andrew, Kevin, Benjamin, Rick, Demetrius, and so many more to make sure we can send all the books out to the right people and keep an accurate record of the ones returned to us. Their enthusiasm makes every day feel important. I've lived in Seattle for about 3.5 years. I moved here after getting an interdisciplinary undergraduate degree from Montana State University. I studied political science, gender, film, creative writing, and sustainability. In my free time, I play in a few bands and help organize shows in the do-it-yourself music community. I moved here on a whim, knowing almost no one, so the music scene has felt, with slight hyperbole, pretty life-affirming. Seattle's been a great home to me. It's a nice feeling to want to stay in one place. I grew up next door to my public library and have spent my whole life frequenting and working in libraries. I worked for 4 years at my university's library and got hooked. I started as a student employee, but during my time there, joined the library's development committee and worked with a student liaison team to help widen the net of people who felt they had a stake in their library. I'm very happy to continue that career path here. I love being able to tell friends that I work at Watauble, and I am excited to continue with the library as the future brings advancements in the tools we use and the service provided. Hi, I'm Ryan Gelski, and I joined the Watauble team last October as a circulation and shipping technician. I value libraries as vital public institutions for equitable access to information and third spaces where all are welcome. It is a great honor to be a part of serving the patrons of Wotabl, helping to ensure their information and literary needs are met. On a daily basis, back in shipping, Sally, Joe, Shane, and I process incoming mail and check in returned materials while pulling and checking out new materials to send to patrons. We also load the custom cartridges, single book cartridges with multiple titles on them, and are very excited to be switching over to duplication on demand later this year. It will allow us to better serve our patrons in a faster manner. Shane and I also switch between processing and sending out Braille, talking book players, and accessories. Lately, I have been primarily in charge of machines, ensuring that patrons' requests are fulfilled, ordering enough accessories from NLS to ensure our supply meets demand, and rotating the players back and forth between refurbishment in Cincinnati and our warehouse. I also recently led a collection management project in tandem with our youth services librarian. We reorganized the youth Braille and large print materials in our lobby to be more intuitive to find, correctly labeled, and standardized into holding codes based on reading level, genre, and format. My professional interests are reader's advisory, organization and classification, cataloging, collection management, community engagement, and library administration. Each of these aspects of librarianship are paramount to keeping a library running efficiently, maintaining an up-to-date collection with accurate records that is of use and interest to patrons, and providing patrons with the highest quality of service. My genre of choice is fantasy fiction, and I make a deep commitment to being an active resource for LGBTQ fiction, especially gay fantasy fiction. I believe everyone deserves to see themselves reflected in the stories available to them, and that diversity makes us stronger. My mother cultivated a love of reading and actively encouraged early literacy with me from a young age. Her own path led her from shelving books at age 6 in our hometown public library to her becoming the director of that same library in 2008. Without her and the impact books had on my personal identity, I doubt I would have gone on to earn my Master of Library and Information Science degree from the University of Washington in 2018. After earning the MLIS degree, I served as regional history librarian for the community library in Sun Valley, Idaho, my hometown of 7 generations, before moving back to Seattle to begin my life with my partner. I am eternally grateful for the opportunities Wotabl has given me, including enabling me to make the transition back to Seattle stably and continue my career in librarianship. Thank you to our donors from January 1st to May 31st, 2020. Geraldine and Milton Ahrens, James Adamson, Linda and Ken Adkins, Lorraine Affeck, Donald Alexander, Deidre Allison, Mayumi and Arnold Alto, Anonymous, 14 people, Lydia and David Arnold, Kathleen Law and Charles Omel, Nancy Bacon, Karen and Harold Badton, the estate of Gertrude Bell, Marilyn Bennett, Claudia Burge, Richard Berndt and Aaron Hayes, Mary Bomey, Jane Bowen, Debbie Braxmeyer, Dana Marmion and Kent Bridenstine, Penelope Bridgman, Ursula Bateau, Barrett Call, Carmen Corporal, Virginia Carr, Dorothy Casura, Lynn and Robert Chase, Georgia and Joseph Chirella, Phyllis Chioka, Dolores Clark, Marjorie Clark, Carol and Terrell Cloyes, Philip Collette, Mary Cook, Wiley Cox, Tristan Crippen, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Frank Cuda, Darlene and Herbert Dahl, Annabelle and Lawrence Davis, Kirchen and Annike de Jong, Saskia de Jong, Carl Du Bois, Raymond Debuse, Beverly Delgatti, Luella Dick, Shannon Dinini, Carolyn and Fred Dixon, Donovan Dolan, Laura Dougherty, Gertrude Douglas, Caroline and Douglas Downs, Sandra Driscoll, Stephanie Dunwind, Judy and Charles Egan, Jenny Fott and Bernadine Elmore, Alicia Ensminger, Jesse Erickson, Janice Esterly, Francis Eugene, Sean Evans, Carol and John Eversall, Helen Ewald, Margie and Benjamin Fellows, L. Jean Fisher, Joy Fletcher, E. Flodquist, Scott Florence, Nancy Fontaine, Mary and Mark Forster, Donald Foster, Friends of the Linden Library, Cleora Funes, Gail Galloway, Catherine Gaylord, Jenny Gerber, Janet Gibbons, Sharon and Marvin Geis, Joel Mesley, John Glass Jr., Jane Goodridge and Herbert Johnson, Patrick Graham, Michelle Greenkey, Marie Grinstead, Aaron Groth, Nadine Haglin, Ross Hamilton, Helen and Thomas Haney, Pamela Harris, Jerry Hashisaki, Jack Hatlin, Judith and Earl Hawkins, Anna Hay, John Healy, Herrick Heitman, Marion Hirth, Carol Hibbard, Elizabeth and Ken Heldebrandt, Katie and Frank Holland, Elizabeth and Bruce Homfelt, Fred Hurlbert, the estate of Gladys Hurlbert, Dan Humphrey, Greg Jack, Phyllis Jensen, Barbara Johnson, Sue Johnson, Helen and Bud Johnson, David Junius, Patricia Kahn, Laura Kamenishi, Hannah Karras, Susan Karneski, Abby Katzman, Patricia Kautz, Juana Lee Killian, Deborah Kirchner, Nancy Klinger, Joseph Cobell, Vonda and Wilfried Kressner, Paul Christensen, Ginger Ladd, June Lane, Ethelann Larimore, Kathy Ledger, Liberty Mutual, Madeline Lickey, Sandy Lillengreen, Brian Long, Stephanie Lukash and Luke Uniac, Sherard M. Darrell, Alice and William McDonald, Jan and John Mantle, Dorothy Marks, Charla and Richard Mars, Danielle and Sam Martin, Christine and Glenn Masters, Larry Mayo, Don Mahaffey, The Microsoft Corporation, Louise Middleton, Patricia Miles, Danielle Miller, Lupine Bybee Miller, Michael Miller, Catherine Milliron, Vincentina Minicelli, Lynn and Ken Mock, Gloria Moles, Terrell Moody, Nancy Moorhead, Adelaide and Lloyd Morgan, The Morgan Family Trust, Joan Moritz, Colleen Morse, Gilbert Moss, Laura Mott, Zola Mumford, Christine Murphy, Eileen Murphy, Larry Murr, Maureen Murray, Judy Wilson, and Margaret Myers, Pat Perry Nix, Norma Nutting, Paul Nutting, Patricia Nuxall, Heidi Okoa, Judy and John Ogliori, Sean O'Keefe, Gerard O'Leary, Martha Oman, Catherine O'Neill, The Orico Foundation, Mark Orico, John Pye, Susan Parker, Diane and Wesley Patterson, Kathleen Pazoski, Ann Peterson, Joyce Peterson, Juanita Peterson, Augusta Petroff, Richard Pettit, Mai Fan and Kiet Lee, Patricia Pidcock, Leona Pointer, Ellen Porter, Gerald Post, Pamela and Jason Post, Richard Post, Shirley Pounton, Colleen Powell, Presnell Gage PLLC, Charity Ranger, Amy Ravenholt, Yvonne and Jack Redman, Robert Reese, Sharon Reynolds, Mary Bell Rice, Janet Richard, Lillian Rudell, Erilyn and Richard Rowe, Nancy Rowe, Robert Rowning, Shirley Rolfus, S&A LLC, Kathy Savory, N.G. Scarborough, Mary Sheely, Mary Schlosser, Charles Scholl Jr., Birgit Schroeder, Wilma Schunk, Rebecca Scott, Lydia Scott, Judith Scott, Joyce Rismone and Jerry Sears, Charles Sickles, Royce Silber, Martha Simon, Sharon and Ronald Simran, Wanda and James Sims, Maria Sirotkinova, Skagit and Island County's Council of the Blind, Kathy Skipper, V. Ruth Smiley, Betty and Bert Smith, Terry Smith, Elizabeth and Worthington Smith, Phyllis Smith, Alma Solar, Holly and Bob Spain, Paul Starhia, Andrew Starrick, Bill Stakovsky, Kathy and Gary Stakovsky, Robert Stelmack, Reba Stevenson, Richard Stone, Trudy Stotts, Jewel Sullivan, Kathleen Sullivan, Bronson Swanson, Carol Swain, Jean and Howard Sider, The Tableau Foundation, Marilyn and Tom Taggart, Jacqueline Taubel, Jen and Dave Tawatau, Frida Tesh, Virginia Litchi and Daniel Thine, Peggy and Donald Thomas, Stephen Thompson, Donna and Richard Thorkelson, Susan Tucker, George Tutt, Rita Tuttle, The United Blind of Seattle, John and Cynthia Upthegrove, Rocia Vargas, Roberta and Frank Vidos, Dorothy Vandenberg, Sally Waddell, Dorothea Wagner, Patricia Walker, Karen Wallen, Richard Weatherly, Donna Witt, Linda Wilder, Mark Lee Wilder, Roz Wilkes, Vera and Daniel Williams, Grace Williams, Kathy Wilson, Pamela Wilson, Dorothy Wilson, Beverly Witt, Lisa Wohl, Joan Wolfe, Myrtle Wood, Richard Wooden, Phyllis Woodman, Karen Woodworth, The Wild Family Foundation, Kim Wyman, David Witko, Robert Zimmerman, Stephen Zahn. In memory of Benny Allert, Tanya Allison, Dorothy Hyatt, Allison Katzman, Harold Meyer, Norma Nadine, Irene Nakako, Janice Post, David Rollins, Gertrude Stakowski, Laurie Taggart, Alice Whalen. And in honor of Richard Kubelak, Barbara Murr, Norma Nutting, Olivia Rose Okoa, Lorraine K. Pye, A.C. Peterson, Bruce Radke. This is the end of the recording.